welcome to Happy Catastrophe, hosted by Katie Lasky, which is me. This week's Happy Catastrophe episode is going to be wicked amazing. I am so excited. It is a topic that comes up so often for me with a lot of stuff I've gone through in my life. It is a topic that so many people that I love and that I talk to, and even strangers that I just engage in conversation with, have such widespread opinions about. So it's something that I want to bring to the table and just create a dialogue, and hopefully people will listen and write back and respond, and we can continue it and see where it goes. Because I think there's so much value in discussing it. I think there's so much growth and opening and room for improvement and exploration of our awareness of what this word and what this topic actually means for different people. So this week I'm going to be discussing forgiveness. Now, the definition of forgive is to give up resentment of and to cease to feel resentment against. So then when you are having forgiveness, you're offering someone that. You're granting forgiveness. You're learning to forgive or forget. So I looked up that word and I was thinking a lot. I mean, there are so many examples that I could give. And what I want to do within Happy Catastrophe is totally share my truth and totally be transparent with you and bring real, raw experiences. But I also want to honor and respect people that I have been in situations with, that I have shared conflicts with or shared differences with, and honor both when I was the one who needed to be forgiven and both when I was the one who was doing the forgiving. I have done plenty. I'm a human that needed me to call for forgiveness. I have also made the choice many times to forgive, and I've made the choice other times that I was not at a place and I was not at a time to forgive. Now, some people think that some of these are the right way to go about things, and some people think it's the wrong way, and some people think one is better or worse or healthier or not. So we're just going to kind of discuss everything that comes up when I think about forgiveness and just see where it goes, and actually just bring to the table how much content, like this one word that's so easy to say, to spell, is so hard to embody. Why are we challenged to embody it? What comes up when forgiveness shows up? What are we confronted with? How should we forgive if we're going to do it? Are there benefits to forgiving? Are there benefits to not forgiving? What circumstances call for it? There's so much, and it truly is, at the end of the day, a personal opinion. I'm not here as a life coach. I'm not here as a transformational speaker. I'm not here as your friend. I'm not here as your host to tell you that one way is right versus another, because I'm not you. I don't know who you have been up until this point. I don't know what tools you have in life. I'm just going to share my perspective, and I'm going to share what has come up to me, what I've discovered. And even through this podcast, which is so amazing, is that I learned so much more by the end of it every single time about myself. Every single time. No fail. So let's get going. Forgiveness. What is it? What is the power of giving forgiveness? How do you forgive? Do you want to forgive? When is it not helpful to do it? Why is it important to forgive? For me, the times that I've chosen to forgive have been because I got real with the fact that I am human. I am flawed. I have made a million mistakes. I have made choices that I, out of such crazy strong love and respect for other people, but it didn't get received that way. And so there was an act of forgiveness that needed to happen. Why do I want to forgive? I want to forgive because I know that I deserve the same. I know that none of us is perfect, and I know that I've made mistakes. And if I want to be forgiven for my mistakes, I want that to also be a possibility for me to do to others. We all have different tools is another reason why I believe in forgiveness. Now, I'm not saying forgiveness for every single situation. I think everything is its own playing field. I think everything is its own separate situation. But some of the reasons why I think forgiveness is important in my life is because I need it. Everyone else needs it. And if you're being true to who you are, You have upset someone. You have hurt someone. You have betrayed someone. You have disappointed someone. You have caused harm to someone that you love. You know, whether it's something that we've done and it's something so simple, but that person maybe just really got triggered by it or was going on with their stuff from their past and decided to put it back on you and it's not you. Or whether it's something that is insanely deeply, deeply rooted within a family or acts of revenge. You know, there's so many different reasons. Or someone is retaliating and, you know, and coming back. For me, choosing forgiveness is empowering. I live in a body that is the container of many illnesses. These illnesses do not define me. They are not who I am or what I am, but they do cause a lot of pain and discomfort. I feel powerless over them sometimes because when they flare up or when they have episodes or when I have to go to the doctor or when I have surgery or when the reality of them presents complications or limitations or traumas because of the disease and what it's caused for me down the line, I feel a lack of control, a lack of power. I feel extreme struggle. I feel hopeless. Those feelings sometimes come up and come to the table. So for me to choose forgiveness in many situations, I feel empowered. I take back my power because while I am in a place of frustration or anger or hurt, I am the victim. I'm choosing to make myself in the victim's, you know, status in that situation. Buddha, actually, I'm a huge fan of Buddha, and Buddha has this quote that I hope I'm going to say it right because I tried to memorize it. Holding on to anger is like grasping a hot coal with the intent of throwing it at someone else, but you are the one who gets burnt. So that's probably not exactly how it goes. That's my intention, was to get the message of the Buddha quote. So I really had to look at that. I've had to look at that a lot in life because there are situations where I've had to forgive others. There are a lot of situations where I've had to be forgiven. And there are probably the most situations where the forgiveness that I needed to give and to receive were towards myself. When I forgive, I'm making that decision to let go of whatever thoughts I've created about the situation, whatever meaning I've given about the situation, and my resentment. When I start to think about, am I in a place of forgiveness? Do I want to give forgiveness? I really have to break it down and look at, like, what happened? What actually occurred? What is part of my life? How did it affect my life? What's going on? And kind of like step away and look at it as an outsider and see what's real, like loosen my grip of it, loosen my attachment to it, loosen what I think and what I'm, you know, with all my knowledge, my certifications and all of this work I've done and my degrees and stuff, step away from that, loosen my grip of the attachment to the situation and the attachment to the outcome and just step back and focus on what I'm trying to put out there is an understanding, empathy, compassion, the positives. Now, while I'm doing this, I'm not justifying what I have done or someone else has done. I'm not making light of it. I'm not excusing it. I'm just trying to get clear with what is fact and what is the story that I've attached to it. So some of the stuff about forgiveness, some of the benefits of forgiveness, you know, I've gone to therapy before, and one of the first, when I was trying to find a new therapist after my partner's suicide. It took me a lot of therapists, like 8 months of going to my first time appointments with all these therapists and then not returning because I had to feel aligned with them. I had to feel that what they believed in and what they could offer me was going to call me to a higher level, call me to being a greater self than I already was, not allowing me to be the victim, not giving me any pity, which a lot of people do because they thought I had been through a lot. Compassionate and having empathy, but not being sympathetic, which I think would be an awesome, awesome show idea. So that will be coming up. And I remember going to see this one therapist, and she was like, well, you just have to forgive yourself. You just have to forgive Rick. You just have to forgive the suicide. You have to forgive this. And she listed a million reasons why I should forgive, like less stress, less anxiety. My depression could go away. It helps your health. Your blood pressure goes down. My relationships and everything would be healthier down the road. I wouldn't carry on this burden of shame and regret and guilt from this suicide. I'd be a healthier partner for my next partner, like spiritually, with I would find God and I could be connected to God and I'd have that. And if I just gave everything over to God and listened to the word of God, everything would be cleared up. I mean, these are things that they would say, but none of them were actually getting me to understand why I would want to or need to forgive. Because what you have to understand is in this moment, while I was processing a suicide and the guilt and shame and regret that came up with it, I didn't think I deserved to be forgiven. You know, so she was listening to all these things. Oh, you'll have energy and you'll be able to let go of the, you know, victim mentality, which is so funny because after she would say that, she would be like, I can't imagine my kids who are your age going through what you're going and you're so strong and stuff like that. And I was like, no, I just need to deal with this shit head on. Like, let's take it on, lady. I'm here. I'm showing up. Now let's work through this shit because I don't have the rest of my life to sit in an office. I ended up finding a phenomenal therapist after 8 months of all the wrong therapists. And my insurance, I had to battle them all the time because they were like, you only have 3 tries to find a therapist and then we stopped covering it. And I just kept putting in for more and more and more appeals. And when I finally found the right therapist, she didn't list off a bunch of reasons why I needed to forgive. She didn't call me to forgive. She didn't force me to forgive. She didn't tell me that I would be evolved and better and free if I forgave. She didn't tell me that I'd find my peace or, you know, I mean, all the things you hear about it. She didn't tell me that morally it might be the right thing to do. She didn't tell me that I would be healthier. There's another quote. Forgive is to set a prisoner free and discover that the prisoner was you. So, and I think that's a powerful quote. And I do believe in forgiveness, but I think it's a case-by-case basis. I'm not going to ever force a friend, a loved one, a stranger, a client to forgive someone. But I'm going to create the dialogue and I'm going to create the conversation and I'm going to invite people in to think about what's possible if you had forgiveness or what comes up that makes you not want to forgive or what does forgiveness even look? What would it look like for you? What would it feel like? What would your life be like if you forgave? Or if you're on the opposite end, imagine if someone gave you forgiveness. Imagine that burden that you are carrying around because you made that mistake because you're human. Imagine that burden. Imagine being able to let go of that burden. Imagine being able to put it down because you know that person said, I love you enough to know that you made a mistake. And I trust that in that mistake, you learned a lot. You hurt a lot. You witnessed my hurt and pain a lot. And I really think you're going to use this to transform. I mean, there's so many powerful ways, but I believe in finding your reason for forgiveness or your reason why you want it or why do you think it's the right thing to do, minus the excuses, minus the reasons, coming to forgiveness with your own open heart and your own open space. I was afraid a lot of times to forgive because I was afraid if I forgave someone, I was afraid that I would do it so fast. Like, oh, it's the right thing to do and I just want to forgive them and being the bigger person would be forgiving them, so I'm just going to forgive them. Then I was suppressing my feelings. I was shoving everything down. I wasn't even making a conscious decision. So I was holding on to the resentment because then I was resenting them that I had to forgive them to look like the bigger person to be free. I didn't acknowledge. I didn't feel feelings that showed up. The crazy part is every feeling that I was having, every feeling that showed up was perfect. Was real. If these feelings come up and they are labeled as a negative or they're the uglier emotions or whatever, sure, if I stew in that, like I've said on the other episodes, if I stew in it, it can go to a dangerous and dark place. But what if I just allow the feelings to come up and acknowledge them? What if I just acknowledged those feelings? How did these people hurt me? How did this action hurt me? How did I hurt this person? How do I keep hurting them? Am I continuously hurting them? Are my actions hurting them even more? I try to, a lot of times, whether or not I'm the one who needs forgiveness or is giving forgiveness, for me, a lot of times I try to put myself in other people's shoes. I try to look at the situation from both sides. I am someone who has seen life and been told that your life is coming to an end. You might not make it. I've seen more than once the end of this beautiful miracle gift of life. I'm not here to sit and argue and fight and spat and have someone want to be right or wrong or have something be good or bad or having someone's ego fed. I'm not here for that. I'm not here for someone who's learning all this phenomenal, great transformational work to watch them sit and spew it at others to try to tell them why they're right and they're wrong and what they're doing. Everyone is where they need to be for whatever they are here to learn. I truly believe that. So that's my belief. That's something that I have faith in. I don't always understand what I'm being told to learn or why I'm trying to learn it, but I'm not here to act like I'm better or worse than anyone else. And 100% of the time, when we hurt others, it's because we're hurting. It is the mirror being held up like, all the stuff you're doing is bothering me and blah, blah, blah. Turn that around and figure out why that's bothering you. What is that in your life showing up? Why is that something about that other person taking so much of your time and your thought? Like, really get clear with that. So back to my therapist. So I started with her. She was telling me a lot about forgiveness. She was telling me a lot of things about, like, we talked about why forgiveness was so hard, whether it's forgiveness asking for it, which is a lot of times like your pride and your ego and fear and what if you're rejected, or then once you're asking for forgiveness, you're admitting that you faulted, and that's scary because then you're imperfect and then you're human. But it's scary. It's scary to admit. It's scary to be in touch with that truth. It's scary also to let go. Like, if you are doing something and you're feeling these feelings and you're angry or upset or frustrated, that may have been how you've been in all your past relationships. And now you need that. That's something that you identify with and you're comfortable with. So you almost create more situations to create that drama and create that anger and that where you need this validation. You need this forgiveness. You need to tell other people they're doing something wrong or you're not getting what you need. You need to get what you need from yourself. That I need to get what I need from myself. That's not anyone else's job. Everyone else in my life is a gift to my life. Nobody in my life makes my life. I make my life what it is. Everyone else is a gift and adds value to my life. I create my life. But when you need forgiveness, when you're asking forgiveness, when you're giving forgiveness, you have to let go of what might be comfortable and known to you. Even if it's uncomfortable feelings, it might be comfortable feelings because you've been feeling them so long, or your past relationships, you were consumed by them. And the new people, the new situations aren't actually calling for that, but that's what you know. And that's easier. I come with a lot of unconditional love, and I just come with a lot of love and love people. A lot of people resist it, and a lot of people push love away, and a lot of people are scared of it. And I have to be aware and conscious that when people push me away, when it's too much, the stories that they come up with, the things that they might tell me, the reasons why they push me away, that's their stuff. That's not, I am coming and I am proud of how fiercely and boldly and bravely I love everyone that I try to meet, to have an impact on, to learn from. I love you. I love the people that have been phenomenal to me, and I love the people that have hurt me deeply because I love them for the lesson they taught me. Forgiving does not mean that we are saying what they did was okay. Forgiving does not mean that we are erasing the memory of it. We're not forgetting it. Forgiving doesn't mean that we're validating the action of it, or that we believe in the action of it, or that we are accepting the action of it. Those were things that came up when I was in therapy and talked a lot about it. We also talked about why it's so hard to forgive is because sometimes it feels good to know the other person is hurting. Sometimes, like, I've been in relationships where people have cheated, and I've also been in situations where I've made poor decisions in relationships. And when you are hurt so badly, and especially when you are blindsided and hurt so badly, there is a part of me that was human in my situation that I said, I am so glad that they're hurting so they know the pain that they caused me. That gets us nowhere. That gets us in a circle, a vicious circle of the same thing. I don't want to be wishing pain on someone else just because they caused me pain. I want to know that I am moving on, healing from, growing through, and letting go of the pain that was caused to me or that I created. So we talked about that like desire or love of revenge or knowing that someone else is hurting. A lot of times forgiveness is hard because the other person doesn't show an apology. Now, forgiveness is not for the other person. Forgiveness is truly for ourselves. I'm forgiving this person or these actions or this situation, or I am asking for forgiveness from this person due to this situation because I want to be set free and I want to move on. When you aren't sure if it will be well received, so here's a personal example. I went through a very, very traumatic event with someone, with a stranger. Super traumatic, very challenging for me. In this situation, I was, if you had to have two players of a game, I was the one who, in a morally correct situation, I was owed a lot of apology, and the other person should have been asking endlessly for forgiveness. That's not how the situation played out. Years later, which is another huge part of this podcast that I want to get to, is when to forgive and when not to forgive, to identify with that. But years later, I decided to find this person, to make contact with them, and to offer them forgiveness. And now what I realized was, when I did this, I reached out to this person who I'd never spoken to since this situation and this event. I offered them forgiveness. I told them that I knew that something had happened. I have carried it for so long, and the weight and the burden and the reality of carrying that wasn't serving me. I was able to shift my perspective and to step out of being a victim and to step out of letting those wounds hurt me so long and carry them on, that I was calling and meeting up, you know, to say, I forgive you for what you did. And I said, my hope is that you have learned, you've grown, you have dived deep in and done the work, that you haven't done this again to another person. My hope is that you set yourself free, but you have bettered yourself since the situation. Now, that was incredibly hard because I did it and truly felt it. Like I was in alignment in my heart to do that. I was really clear on that that's what I wanted to do, but I didn't get any sign of, I had an expectation of how I wanted him to respond, which was like, oh my God, thank you so much. I can't believe how fucked up I was. I can't believe what I did. I'm sorry I was this or that. But instead, what the other person said was, took you long enough. I thought you were Miss Little Hippie, you know, free love, forgiveness, love, everyone. And just went off on a tangent. And I had to not let that situation harden me. Because here I was giving forgiveness to someone that had hurt me mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and physically, offering them true forgiveness from my heart and wishing them well in their life and forward. And they had no apology. So I had to forgive someone getting nothing back, and not even getting nothing back, but getting actually shit on. Like I got shit back. He like threw shit at me. I threw love. I threw hearts, and I got a barrel full of shit thrown in my face. And then I got upset about it in the moment. And then I stepped back and I reminded myself, I'm doing this for me. I'm doing this in this situation to set me free, to let me out of this situation. I'm forgiving not because I want to forget what happened. I will never forget what happened. I'm not forgiving him because I approve of these certain actions taken by men and women. I'm trying to forgive because I'm so sick of carrying pain and anger and fear. I mean, this situation, when I didn't forgive this situation, I was actually carrying that fear of that situation into my life every single day. So forgiveness is hard. Forgiveness can be hard because it's not always going to be welcomed or received as we want it to be. Or some people might not even receive it. You might not even get the chance. Forgiveness doesn't have to be a physical or like real kinesthetic action of speaking to another person. You can choose to forgive in your mind. You can just say out loud, you can claim your forgiveness and say, I forgive Katie because I know her intention. That's also not always healthy for people. Forgiveness wasn't me saying I shouldn't have these feelings. Forgiveness wasn't me forgetting what happened. Forgiveness isn't something that I need to carry with me or without me. And it's not something you do for someone else. It's not something, forgiveness isn't something that you just, you know, that you sit and think about all the time. It doesn't mean once you forgive, you don't have any more work to do. It doesn't mean that I'm excusing anything. If I'm in a relationship and I've done something wrong to someone and I'm asking for forgiveness and I'm trying to clear up my mess and I'm trying to restore my integrity and I'm trying to realign with them on what can we create now that we've had this opportunity, we're going to have to continuously work on it because we're human. Because we're constantly, if you were playing a big enough game in life, if you're like, yeah, I want to do this and I want to do that and I want to do that, because I get so wildly enthusiastic and so passionate about stuff, I overcommit. And that is a fault of who I am. And it's from the most pure place ever. It's from this place of love and excitement and passion and ferocious desire to be part of everything making this world better. It is to make sure that everyone knows that they are loved and they are worth it and they are desired and they are capable of infinite possibilities. I'm coming from a very amazing, beautiful intention. That doesn't mean my actions always follow through. I can forget things. My illness can sideswipe me and I can get sick. We have families. My family recently had an emergency and I was talking to them and connecting with them and stuff. And that comes first. You know, life also happens. So there's times when we're asking forgiveness for such small things. And to me, I realize in my reality, they are small compared to the large, big things that I'm dealing with in life. But to other people, they might be huge. And when I step back, I realize, oh, that might be the biggest issue that person is currently going through. So I need to respect that that's something really, really painful and real and, you know, and what they're dealing with. A lot of people with forgiveness don't want to forgive or want to ask, like demand forgiveness from you or whatever, because there's a feeling of like their egos at play. They want to be superior. They want to be right. They want to be all-knowing. And I kind of just try to separate myself a lot of times because that's not what forgiveness is about. Then we're out of alignment about what forgiveness is about. Something that I think is really important to address because it doesn't come up a lot is when it's okay not to forgive. Now, these are just ideas. These are beliefs. These are perspectives. You can take them or leave them, but how cool is it to have a conversation where we're bringing everything up? A lot of times, it's not the right time to forgive. And that's okay. A lot of times the situation is too traumatic to forgive in that moment, and that's okay. You don't need to forgive if you honestly can't get to a place of forgiveness, and that's perfect. Be where you're at, acknowledge where you're at, own where you're at, and be okay with that. You know, if we are dismissing what we're really experiencing, if someone is dismissing what's really happening to them, if they really get clear and it's truly like trauma and PTSD and traumatic and something like that, you need to acknowledge, you need to feel what you're feeling and process the shit out of that. Don't cut corners. Don't just try to forgive someone, because then what's going to happen is you are shoving those emotions down. You're almost like shaming yourself for feeling them, and it might not be the time to forgive. And that's okay. You don't have to forgive to, like, choosing not to forgive someone in a place where it's not aligned with you. It's not aligned with your heart. It's not aligned with your mind. And it's just not, it's too soon, or, you know, for lack of better words. That is you choosing not to be a victim. So sure, sometimes it's amazing to offer forgiveness and you're empowered by that. Sometimes it's really empowering to choose not to forgive someone in the time happening, because who you are needs self-love and needs to honor you and what you need. I think a lot of times in different situations and with different clients that I've talked with, if they're not ready for it, awesome. You are choosing yourself. You are choosing self-love, self-respect. Own it, live in it. Because there might be a time down the road, like for me, forgiving this gentleman. Gentleman is probably the wrong word. But choosing to forgive this person was 11 years later. Like, you don't need to do it right away. Sure, there are people and there are beliefs and there are a million books you can find to back why you need to forgive immediately. And if that works for you, do it. Set yourself free. But I'm not here to tell everyone what to do. I'm here to talk about choices. I'm here to talk about perspectives. I'm here when I'm with my clients to talk about calling them forth to what they feel is right for them to do. And in these certain settings, sometimes the right thing to do is to respect themselves and to respect their heart and to honor what they need and to listen to what they need. And if they need to heal, and they need to feel these feelings and have them come up, stand up for yourself. Empower yourself. Become a leader for what it looks like, and don't be ashamed. Stand alone if you have to. Because that's sometimes what people need. You know, there'll be a lot of people who encourage you, like with Frick's suicide. It was not your fault. Let go. Forgive yourself. I wasn't ready to. I had to do the work. I had to learn about what it was like to be as smart as he was and a perfectionist. I had to learn about OCD, and I had to learn about all these different things And then I slowly had to start identifying where my regret came from, where my guilt came from, where my shame came from, what my choices and actions were based on my own self-hate that had nothing even to do with that whole situation, but everything piled up and piled up and piled up. If someone was trying to tell me just to forgive myself, I was falling more into a depression because then I felt like I was fucking up by not forgiving myself. Oh, I can't even forgive myself. I can't even let go of this guilt or shame. Now I'm doing something else wrong. Not only did I kill Rick, but I, you know, like, and then it just, wow, it grew so out of control. It became a monster. It became a beast. It became a forest of hell because someone told me that I needed to forgive when I wasn't ready to. So honor the process, honor where you're at. Sure, it can be crippling if you hold on to negative emotions and negative pain. If you're in a place to set it free and you're scared or have fear or don't want to let go of what's comfortable. But if you're not ready to, you don't have to. And that's so amazing. We are not in control of everything that's happening in life, in our life that's happening, that we are experiencing, but we are in control of how we respond to everything. There's also situations where I've talked to people where like someone will hurt you. You know, I had a friend whose father had hurt her in horrible ways growing up. And he always, after he would hurt her, would say, "You need to forgive me. You know, you need to move on. Daddy made a mistake." And that the situation is so disturbing. And if I do an episode, I would have her on it and her discuss it. I don't want to speak of something I've never experienced. But that child, that teenager, that adult now doesn't need to offer forgiveness until they are ready. An abuser telling you to forgive them is not okay. That's not a place to do it. So what forgiveness is, when it becomes empowering, is when it is something that you are choosing to do because you see the freedom or the benefit on the other side. How awesome is that? We have the ability to, no matter what is happening, to choose forgiveness or not forgiveness, and not out of fear or comfort or worry or anxiety or what is going to help me be greater tomorrow. What's going to bring me into tomorrow as a stronger, more powerful, more courageous, brave woman. When we started talking about forgiving myself, my therapist had asked me, do you want to accept forgiveness and ask for forgiveness? Do you want to accept how you treated, and we're going to use the situation of myself. Do you want to accept how you've been treating yourself? Do you want to accept how it felt to receive that treatment? Do you want to accept and identify with how you reacted to it? So like, I'm on both sides. So what am I doing? All these actions and these accusations and stuff I'm doing, then how am I responding to them? How am I reacting? How do I feel? And really getting clear at that. And she said, you'll know that you're willing and wanting and needing to forgive when you know that you've learned. When you know that there's boundaries or walls or different limiting beliefs and stuff that you can get over, when you know that you've grown, when you're able to see a bigger picture. And if you decide that you want to forgive, there's different tools, there's different ways to get there. You know, and so I chose to forgive myself. Now I have made a lot of choices that I would change. And I can say most of my choices I made were from a place of having such little self-worth, respect, and love due to identifying as my diseases and as my pain and believing that I was broken and a burden and damaged. None of them came from places to hurt other people. None of them came from mean, vengeful, anything like that. I chose forgiveness because I was ready to step up and hold myself accountable to changing my behaviors. I was ready to ask for and to make amends with myself. I was able, in my situation, to extend love, kindness, acceptance, forgiveness, and compassion towards myself. I had to really get clear with, this is who I was in those moments. This is what I knew in those moments. I did the best that I could in those moments. And then I said, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you were hurting that much. I'm sorry that you felt that way. I'm sorry that you felt you had no other choice. I'm sorry that I wasn't where I am now to come back and help you. I mean, man, when you think about, or when I think about, if I could have been there for Katie 10 years ago, I would hold the shit out of her and snuggle her like crazy and tell her how beautiful and worthy and desired and lovable and talented and gifted and out of this world she was. But Katie 10 years ago never did that for herself. And luckily, I chose forgiveness because it worked for me. How I chose forgiveness, how I kind of went about it, was that I really had to figure out what happened. I had to really get clear with, you know, what was happening. I had to get honest. I had to acknowledge everything that took place. I had to acknowledge what I did. I had to acknowledge what my choices were. I had to acknowledge how they might make people feel. I had to accept and own and identify with the ways I let people down and claiming responsibility. I had to really get honest with what I did and what I could do differently. And was I willing to make that commitment? Because when you forgive, or when you're forgiving yourself, or when you're moving forward, you're not doing it to be out of integrity to get it done. Only do it if you can truly do it. Otherwise, you're lying to yourself, and then you're going to have to forgive yourself. So don't make it even deeper. I acknowledged everything that I was feeling. So like with my struggle with self-love, I acknowledged the friggin' hell that I caused myself. I really got under like what I would need to do to change. I had to look at all the thoughts I had about myself. I had to challenge them all. I had to look at all the ways that I was acting. I had to challenge them all. I had to look at all the actions that I take. I had to challenge them all. I had to look at all the feelings I was feeling. I had to feel them. And then I had to figure out where they came from. And then I had to challenge them all. And then I decided, of all of this, what's working and what's not working. And if it's not working, I left it behind. I had to look at, am I releasing or is carrying this shit around making me feel worse? Because I have a natural ability to create anxiety and to get irrational. And so, you know, I had to figure that out. And so I let that shit go. I actually did this exercise where we had a box and, you know, we put a lot of different things in it. And each rock that we put in it represented something that we were choosing to carry around: guilt, shame, self-hate, blah, blah, blah. And then I had to carry it around for weeks. And I had to like realize how much pain I was causing myself. When I finally decided to look at those rocks and look at the words I wrote on them and what am I willing to get rid of, what am I willing to let go of, bam, I released. So like it felt like a billion pounds. It was like 24 rocks, but it felt like a billion pounds that I let go of. And it was because I understood. I finally took the time to look at it from both points of view, which is funny when I'm talking about myself. But I took the time to understand what happened. I took the time to understand why I might have been that way. Why did I feel that way? How did I end up that way? What was the stories that I had? What were the evidence that I created to make those stories stay true? What were the meanings I was giving something? And then I got clear with just what is and what did I create? And then I shifted everything and I decided, okay, I have all this self-hate. I've hated myself. I've held all these stories. I've told all these lies. I've created evidence for why I'm all these things and undesirable, and why I have people cheat on me, and why I have people with porn addicts and, you know, porn addiction, and why and why and why. And instead, I created a new story. I created a new truth. I created a new way to perceive things, that I was lovable and desirable and more than enough, and identified what was my choice and what I was attracting, which is maybe people that needed someone who loves to give and is a people pleaser, and filled that void for them that they were also hurting, like the hurt and the hurt, you know, like we you know, magnet to each other. But what happens when you let it go? and you forgive it. And you get clear and you create a new story that I am this powerful, sexy, confident, courageous woman and leader and global game changer, and I am out there to make a difference. I have closure on that end. I have closure on that forgiveness because I did all the work. It's not just saying, hey, I forgive you. Yeah, cool. If you want true forgiveness, deep forgiveness, dive in. You know, tell the person. Just claim it to the world and announce it. Write a letter. It doesn't matter. You want to send the letter? Cool. You want to just burn it? Cool. I know a lot of people that do ceremonies and do stuff. You want to put it in a bottle and throw it in the ocean? Awesome. Do whatever you need to do, but do something in the way that you learn, whether you're kinesthetic or visual or auditory. Do something to create closure to what you were doing before, and do something that honors your commitment for who you will be that moment forward. Actually own and live your strength and your courage, because it takes a warrior to forgive. It takes a warrior to ask for forgiveness. And it takes a warrior to truly love themselves and know what they're worth. Whew. So this has kind of just been a mesh of forgiveness talk. I have loved it. I'm super way more passionate about it than I even realized, because I was like jumping in and out of my seat trying to discuss it with you guys. So maybe we'll come back. Maybe I'll have someone on, and that would be really cool to share the forgiveness beliefs and concepts and someone who has chosen forgiveness, and maybe someone who chose not to, and just the reasons why. I think that would be really exciting to explore. So if you are someone who has chosen forgiveness and offered forgiveness, if you are someone who has chosen not to at this current moment in time, perfect. Reach out to me. I would love, love, love to be connected. I am so grateful that you guys tuned in. I am so happy to share Happy Catastrophe with you every week. I love you. I am so grateful for you, and I'm so excited to talk to you guys again next week. If you want, reach out to me on Katie Lovebaum on Instagram or Katie Lasky on Facebook, and I will talk to you soon. Love you so much. Peace. Thank you so much for listening to this week's Happy Catastrophe. Please continue to support the podcast by rating, reviewing, and subscribing on iTunes. You can also follow us at happycatastrophe.com. And if you want to stay in touch with me, you can find me at katielasky.com or katielovebaum on Instagram. Thank you so much to Andy Erickson for producing and the website design. And thank you so much to her husband, Alex Stein, for producing, audio engineering, and creating the intro and outro song. Thank you, love you, and a happy catastrophe to you all. Peace, till next time.